From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama defends Iran nuclear deal, calls for release of detained Americans. President Obama defended the Iran nuclear agreement reached last week, calling it a smarter, more responsible way to protect U.S. national security, a reference to the Iraq War. He addressed a veterans group Tuesday.
With this deal, we cut off every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear program. Iran is prohibited from pursuing a nuclear weapon permanently. Without a deal, those paths remain open and Iran could move closer to a nuclear bomb. With this deal, we gain unprecedented access to Iran's nuclear facilities and monitor them 24/7. Without a deal, we don't get that. With this deal, if Iran cheats, sanctions snap back on. Without a deal, the sanctions unravel.
Mr. Obama spoke a day after the U.N. Security Council unanimously endorsed the agreement now under review by the U.S. Congress. The president also called on Tehran to release four Americans held or unaccounted for. In Burundi, results of Tuesday's presidential election are due out by Thursday. The vote went off despite violence that left two, including a policeman, dead and an opposition boycott. Months of unrest was sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial bid to win a third term. Turnout was low in some areas of the country. Gervais Habyarimana was among those who didn't vote, calling the president's third-term bid unconstitutional. In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed doubt about the credibility of the outcome.
This presidential election in Burundi cannot be credible because the electoral process there has been tainted by the government's continued harassment of opposition and civil society members, closing down media outlets, and, of course, their intimidation of voters.
He says the government risks losing its legitimacy and unraveling the Arusha Agreement, ending the country's civil war. This is VOA News.